Besides the win, I
Well,
guess.
I think you've seen it all preseason. You know, the fact that Zimmer has so many calls, so many different fronts, so many blitzes, makes us unpredictable. But at the same time, you know, repeating what I just said, we didn't play perfect ball, so we have a lot to build on.
Can you talk about the buy-in? I mean, it really seems like, you know, Zimmer's been able to get you guys to buy in early and often, and the results show it.
Well, it hasn't been hard. I mean, you know, with his resume on defense, the things that he's allowed us to do, you know, not during training camp, but as well as in OTAs. I mean, the things that he's really been able to show us on the field, and we saw that improvement immediately. So, I mean, it wasn't hard to buy in at all.
Did you see any of the signs of confusion on their part with that mixing up of the?
Yeah, there was a few times that, you know, they were, both sides were looking like they wanted to push out, and you can't do that as an offensive line. And so, you know, I think that's the thing. If we can be unpredictable and not allow them to be able to just game plan every single person that's on the field, you know, put us in different positions, have different blitzes, show different ways, things like that, it keeps them off balance.
You've experienced slow starts and fast starts in seasons. I mean, what's the difference? How much of an edge does winning in week one take off?
Well, it's kind of a catch-22. I mean, I've been around where we've had fast starts, and guys start thinking they're a little bit, you know, their poop don't stink, basically, type deal. But, you know, we can't do that. We can't be satisfied with where we're at. And bottom line is, you know what, that was a week one win. You know what, big deal. We got to throw that out the window and get ready for week two, because we got a pretty good offense coming in here this week.
When you saw the pressure Miami was able to get on New England yesterday, what does that tell you?
Well, I haven't even seen it yet. We haven't taken a look at any film or anything yet. I'm sure I'll get some of it this afternoon, and tomorrow is when we'll start dipping into it. But, you know, I heard a lot of that they were getting a lot of pressure. I mean, bottom line is that's what we got to do. We got to get in Tom Brady's face, because if not, I mean, he's too good of a quarterback to sit there and let him just pat the ball.
It's been a murderer's row of quarterbacks coming up here. I know you want to look at one game, but – it's quite a daunting schedule you have, man.
Well, like I said, we're going to take it one game. We're going to worry about Tom Brady first, and we'll worry about the guys after that.